to talk to you about first. Is something that's been a concern to all of you. And I know that it has. Each of you individually, for different reasons, I've become aware of it. And that's the feeling that you have that in many ways, no matter how far you get, no matter how happy you are, no matter how much you learn, that something somehow is missing. That somehow something is wrong. There's some kind of a final hurdle to jump that you're not jumping. Some kind of a final door to open that you're not opening. Something that would really finally free you. Free you to be as happy as you want to be. All of you and each of you have told me at one time or another that you're faced with the dilemma of really wanting to be happier, knowing that you choose your unhappiness, and yet not being able to account for the fact that you're not happier. Knowing everything there is to know about being happy, knowing everything that ever need to know about being unhappy, and still being unhappy. That problem, how to get out of it. Being unhappy and not wanting to be. Leads many of you to the feeling that there's just really something basically wrong with you, and that you sometimes express with the feeling, well, I guess time will take care of it. But I see in all of you, you really don't even believe that time would take care of it. How much time? More experiences do you need to have that you haven't had? What more time do you need that you haven't already had? What is it, what is that one thing lacking, that basic flaw in you? We talked once before about what's wrong with me. That was the title of the talk, What's Basically Wrong With Me. And that was very meaningful to all of you. And then when you found out what was wrong with you, you found out what was wrong with you. And what did you do with that? What were you able to do with that? Why wasn't that it? Why wasn't that the final door, the final key, the final hurdle? And you search for your reasons for being unhappy, and you find them and you unlock them. And why aren't they gone once they're unlocked? And why is it that once you've worked through a belief and you've no longer believe you have anything to be unhappy about, that you'd still be unhappy? And indeed, many of you become unhappy about things that you're not really unhappy about, and become the living contradictions to everything you know. You become unhappy about things and are unhappy about things that even you know you have no reason to be unhappy about. And yet you know the only way to be unhappy is to believe you have a reason to be. And yet, knowing that, the only way you could be unhappy is by believing you have a reason to be. How is it that you could be unhappy knowing that you don't have a reason to be? What is that basic contradiction in your nature? And that's a fact. And that is your experience, and it is real. You all know that you don't have to be unhappy. That is not even a matter of belief anymore for you. You've experienced it, you know it. You all know that you can only be unhappy when you have reasons to be, and you all know that you don't really have any reasons for being unhappy.
Me too?
All of you. Yeah, you, Byron, yes.
You.
No, you too, Byron. That's been a particular problem for you because that's why you've been feeling the way you've been feeling. Because you know that ultimately you really don't have to be unhappy. Now, we can use a word to describe this phenomena, this feeling that you all experience. The word I'll use is a word that's been common, it's been used. Depression. You're all depressed. You've been depressed for a long time. Depression is being unhappy about being unhappy. It's exactly what I've been describing to you. Depression is being disappointed in yourself for being unhappy, while at the same time you're believing that you really have nothing to be unhappy about. I'm unhappy, and I have nothing to be unhappy about. Boy, am I unhappy. Boy, am I in trouble. Wow, have I got it bad. I can even be unhappy when I know that I really don't even have a reason to be unhappy. And I know ultimately that if I were to work it out, I would see that I don't have a reason to be unhappy. And I go around with this knowledge. Depression is being scared of yourself when you find that you're feeling bad and yet realizing that you really have no reason for feeling bad. It's being scared of yourself. I'm feeling bad and I have no reason for feeling bad. And you're right. Depression is being afraid that you are unhappy when you're not unhappy. Depression is being afraid that you are unhappy when you're not unhappy. You're not unhappy. But when you're afraid that you're unhappy, you're unhappy. And it's being afraid of being unhappy, even when you're happy, so that if you're happy and you try to maintain that happiness by being afraid that you won't be happy or that you're not happy, you're depressed. Depression is being afraid that even though you have no real reason to be unhappy, you still are. Depression is being afraid. Depression is believing that you are afraid of being happy. Some of you have deduced to me that you've said you think that what the problem is that you're afraid of being happy somehow. And you've meant that. That's depression. Depression is believing that even though you have no reason to be unhappy, you still will be. Depression is believing and deducing that you must be afraid of something that you know you're not afraid of and have no reason to fear. You look at yourself and you say, gee, I'm feeling a certain way, I'm doing something, I must be afraid. And I have no reason to be afraid. That's depression. You come to the conclusion that you're afraid when you're not afraid. And you become afraid of being afraid when you know you're not. and you're faced with a kind of terror that says, I think I'm happy and I'm really not. I feel good, but I'm really unhappy. Depression is being afraid that there must be something very wrong with you if you're unhappy. Especially knowing what you know, having experienced what you experience, having had the insights and the opportunities that you've had, knowing where it's all at, having it all figured out, depression is being afraid that there must be something very wrong with you if you're unhappy yet. Depression is believing that there must be a reason that you can never find out, though, if you're afraid and have no reason to be. That when you experience yourself as being afraid and knowing that you have no reason to be, you believe that there must be a reason that you can't know, a reason that you'll never find out, a reason perhaps that isn't really a reason, a cause that you'll never know, a cause that you'll never be able to deal with. Because I'm afraid and I know that I have no reason to be. I'm unhappy and I know that I have no reason to be. If you believe that, you're depressed. Depression is being afraid that there is a power in you, that there's some power inside of you that can make you unhappy even after you have searched and searched and found that you don't have a reason to be unhappy, and you really don't believe that there is anything to be unhappy about. And yet you're afraid that maybe there's a power in you that can make you unhappy. Even though you've searched and you've found, I have no reason to be unhappy, but yet I still feel unhappy. That's depression. Depression is the only unhappiness. Depression is the only craziness. Depression is the only cause of psychosomatic illness. Depression is the only cause of anger. Depression is the only cause of mania. And depression is really the only cause of not loving others. Depression is believing that you cannot be what indeed you would be if you weren't depressed. Depression is fearing or believing that you couldn't be that very thing that you would be, in fact, if you weren't fearing that you couldn't be it. Depression is fearing. Hear that. Depression is fearing that you wouldn't be what you indeed would be if it weren't for the fact that you were fearing that you couldn't be. For example, depression is believing that you cannot enjoy what you would enjoy if you weren't afraid that you couldn't enjoy it. Depression is believing that you cannot learn what you very well would learn if you weren't afraid that you couldn't learn. That's depression. Depression is believing that you cannot be happy when you would otherwise be happy if you weren't afraid that you couldn't be. I could be as happy as anything until I say, I'm afraid that I couldn't be as happy as anything. Depression is deducing and fearing that you must be unhappy when you are not feeling or acting in a way that you believe you would if you were happy. That's depression. If you deduce or fear and you come to the conclusion, gee, I must be unhappy because I'm not feeling a certain way or I'm not acting a certain way that you believe you would really be acting and you would really be feeling if you were happy. Depression is not letting it be okay to be unhappy. Because you fear that if it was okay, you'd be unhappy even if you didn't have a reason. That somehow if you let it be okay to be unhappy, you'd go ahead and be unhappy even if you never had a reason to be. And so you use the fear of being unhappy, and that's depression, and that leads to all of these other things that we talked about. Depression is putting someone down for being unhappy. Depression is criticizing somebody for being unhappy. That's depression. Depression is disliking someone who is unhappy. Not being depressed or being happy is knowing that you cannot be unhappy unless you have a very clear reason for being so. You cannot be happy against your will. You cannot be happy unhappy accidentally. You cannot be happy for some kind of a vague je ne sais quoi. You cannot be unhappy unless you have a very, very clear reason to be. A reason that you accept, a reason that you believe, a reason that you want. Not being depressed or being happy is knowing that you would never choose unhappiness over happiness unless you believed you had to and believed it was to your benefit. Not being depressed is knowing that, is knowing you would never choose to be unhappy. You would never choose it over happiness, certainly, unless you believed you had to and also, at the same time, believed it was to your benefit. Depression is believing that you're feeling something that's not to your benefit. Not being depressed or being happy is knowing, really knowing, that you never, ever have chosen, you never, ever have, ever become unhappy for no reason. It's knowing that every time you ever became unhappy in the past, it was because you believed it would make you happier. That there was never in a time in the past that you were unhappy for no reason. You always were unhappy because you believed it would make you happier. Not being depressed or being happy is knowing that even depression and all its fears and all its beliefs was something you have been doing in order to be happier. So that depression is believing that if you're afraid enough of feeling bad, you'll be happier. That if you're unhappy enough about being unhappy, you'll be happier. Depression is believing that you are and can be unhappy for no reason, even when you don't want to be, and then are unhappy when you really aren't. Then you will be happier, even though you're not happier. You get depressed to be happier, even though you're not happier, because you're depressed. Depression is your way of trying to be happier with your awareness that you're not yet happier. I'm not happier yet. I know all of this. I'm aware of all of this. I know where unhappiness comes from. I'm not happier yet. So that if you believe that that happens for no reason, then you're not happier for no reason, and you can get unhappy for no reason, even when you don't want to. Now, I know I want to be happier, and I'm not, becomes my statement. That means I can't be what I want to be, even when I want it. And I get unhappy about that just so that I won't feel so bad. Because by being unhappy about that, I'm not accepting it somehow. And then I'm unhappy that even though I'm really not unhappy, so that I can be happier with that fact that I'm not really happier. So in a way, in a very, very real way, depression is your way of accounting for the so-called fact of not being happier, even when you know you want to be. Not being depressed is knowing that you are happier. Depression is what prevents that final step then. Depression is what prevents you from making that final conversion, from being a victim. It's why some of you seem to yourselves as not to be getting where you want to be. How do you account for not being happier, for not being as happy as you want to be? By believing somehow that you're not as happy as you want to be. And yet you know at the same time that you're as happy as you want to be right now, but that you want to be happier. You're as unhappy as you feel you need to be, but you want to be happy. So that without depression, if you were unhappy, all you need do at that point is look at your belief. You see, all you'd have to do is just simply untangle it. Question your belief. If you weren't depressed, you'd move right away. Depression is what prevents you, even though you go through all of your beliefs and you come up to the fact, I have no reason for being unhappy about this. And yet still nagging in the back of your mind is the fear of, yeah, but wait till tomorrow, I'll be unhappy about it again, even though I have no reason to be. That's a constant thing that you all walk around with. You manifest it in so many things that you do and say. It shows on your faces, it shows in your behavior. It shows in what you talk about and how you talk about it. And not one of you were really accepted from that. It doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to be depressed. It's just something that you're doing. It's not something you need to do.
I just want what I want. It's okay for me to want it. I don't need it to be happier. Although if I'm unhappy, I need it, I believe, to be happy. We say that we need things when we're unhappy, because then we believe we need them to be happy. But we really know we don't need whatever it is to be happier. I don't need not to want it. I don't need to want it. I don't need to not want to want it. And I don't need to want it. I don't need anything. I just want whatever I want. I feel good wanting. Let yourselves get in touch with the truth of this for yourselves. I feel good wanting. I feel good not wanting. I just feel good. I want whatever I know about. Some things I want more than others. The things I don't think of, I don't want. All I think of, I want. I diswant nothing. There isn't anything that I diswant. There are just things I want more. And you know what I mean by diswant? No, I'm against wanting. There's nothing you really diswant. There are just lots of things you want more. You don't diswant cancer. You want health more. Given the choice between having cancer and something else, you want cancer. If it was between cancer and something even that you considered more unhealthy. So it's not that you don't want any of those things. You want each thing, but some things you want more. You want disease, if that's all you could have, if that was the best you could have, you'd want that. It's just that you want other things more. You'd want health more. If by wanting one thing now, it turns out that I can't have another thing I want more, that's okay. I don't need either of them anyway. If I know that by wanting the lesser, if I become aware somehow that by wanting the lesser, that will prevent my having the more, well then I won't want more the thing I want more. Then I will want more the thing I want more, and I won't want less the thing I want less. And I will not do anything that I know will prevent me from having the thing I want more. It's impossible. If I know there's one thing I want more and another thing I want less, I cannot do the lesser thing. I can only do for the thing I want more. I can't do anything that I know would stand in the way of what I want more. For example, I want a new car, and I want a vacation. And I can't have both now, say, but not enough resources, like money or something. I will want one of them more, that's all. I will want more than one more than the other. Not that I won't want one and will want the other. It's just one I will want more. And if they're equal in my mind, any little desire can tip the balance in either direction. You know, any reason, desire. If I want the car now more, I will not go on the vacation. And if I want the vacation more, I will not buy the car. It's impossible for me to go against what I want more. Just absolutely impossible. I will feel good. I would not want more what I really want less. To think of anything is to tend toward it and to want it. Thank you. If you're unhappy, you might fear that you could want a particular thing. If you're unhappy, you might fear that you would want something. Another way of saying it is that if you feared wanting, you would be unhappy. If you're afraid of wanting, you'll be unhappy. Your experience is that if you're unhappy, you can fear that you could not want something or another. There might be something I just can't want that because I'm unhappy. The truth of the matter is that if you feared wanting it, that's why you'd be unhappy. Just because you don't seem to know why you want what you want, that doesn't mean it's wrong or could make you unhappy. Some things you want, you don't worry about. You don't worry about the fact that you want them. You don't seem to need to know why you want them, just that you want them. They seem natural, like food, air, shoes. You can tell yourself your body needs them, or your life needs them, or has to have them, etc. And then it's okay to want them. You give yourself some kind of a reason that says, I need them, then it's okay to want them. And there are other things that you want for what seems to be no reason or for a bad reason. In other words, it came from your fear or unhappiness or need. And you disapprove of it. You call that wanting bad and evil and try not to want what you want. And that's unhappy. If you're angry and want someone dead, or frightened and need someone possessively, you disapprove of those desires because you really want something else more. Like what you really want more is the person you wanted dead. You really more would like them to live. And the person who you feel possessive of, you really more want them to love you freely. So you want them dead, but you more want them to live. You want to have them possessively, but you more want them to love you freely. When you realize you want some things that you have unhappy reasons for wanting, you say those things are bad. And that's where bad comes from. Bad comes from when you realize you want something that you have unhappy reasons for wanting. That is why everybody says that sex and death and money are bad. Because you have unhappy reasons for wanting them. There's nothing wrong with wanting sex, death, money, whatever. There are other things you want more. When you realize that what you needed, you don't really need, but only want, you may fear that that wanting of it still means you need it. You fear wanting because you know there is no real reason to want it. Like, you know your happiness does not depend on it. So you wonder, why would you want anything? And why would you want one thing more than anything else? Since your happiness doesn't depend on anything you're going to get. Especially something you only ever wanted out of unhappiness, like sex or money. So since you know they are of no real use to you, or to your happiness, I mean, you wonder why you could want them. They don't seem natural, like wanting air and water and sleep. Because of any reason, natural or not. But because you tend toward them. Yes, something causes you to want them. Something causes you to want what you want. But it isn't reasons. All you could do with reasons is to have reasons not to want things. You want everything you think of. So it isn't reasons that gives you your wanting. All reasons can do is to give you reasons not to want them. First you tend toward a thing and you want it. Then you make up the reason for it. First, all you become aware of is that you're moving toward it, that you're wanting it, that you're tending toward it. It came into your mind and you're tending toward it. Then you make up a reason to explain why you tended toward it, why you wanted it. This same something, which is a cause but not a reason, is the cause for your wanting anything and everything. Reasons are not the true cause for your wanting. Even if you want to protest right now that you really do want air and water for a reason, let's say air and water, you say there's a reason for your wanting that. The only reason you can come up with ultimately is that you want to live. But then is that really a reason? Do you or can you have a reason for wanting to live? A reason for wanting to live. There is a cause for your wanting to live, but not a reason. Are you wanting to live, or are you breathing and living? And if you thought that you were wanting to live, and if you thought there was a reason, you would make up a name for that reason. If you said, I know the reason why I want to live, you would, and in fact you do, you people. You say that you really want to live in order to be happier. And that's your made-up reason for wanting to live. You say that wanting to be happier is a reason for everything, including life. Is it really a reason? Is wanting to be happier really a reason for everything, including your life? Since you know that nothing makes you happy or unhappy or happier, you wonder why you really want everything. What is the reason? There is no reason, but there is a cause. You know you want to be happier. And that is even a reason why you get unhappy. You know you really feel the wanting to be happier. What is the reason? You can make up some that only lead in circles. If I was happier, I would be healthier and kinder. If I was happier, I'd be more loving. If I was happier, I'd be more efficient, etc. But I want those qualities because I believe that with them I would be happier. All right, there is a cause for wanting to be happier and for wanting everything you want. There is no reason unless you want there to be. Reasons are made up, you know. All you know is that you want. You don't really have a reason. You make up a reason. What's your reason for wanting to be happier? Everything you say you want, right? You tell me, well, the reason I want that is because I believe it will make me happier. Oh, yeah? What's your reason for wanting to be happier? No reason. You just want it. And so everything you're doing just comes from that.
You ended by saying there's no reason for wanting to be happier, but there is a cause. I didn't hear you say what the cause was for wanting to be happier.
That doesn't mean you don't know. Because you want to be? Because there's no way not to be? There's no way not to want to be? Because that's you? Because it is in you? Because it's always been in you. It's the whole goal of your existence. You can give that a name, any name you want. But you'd only be giving it a name for something you didn't understand. You could spell it with 3 letters, or 5, or 7. I'm trying to teach you what I'm saying so that you'll understand. What can I do when you refuse to listen? When you just can't hear somehow, like tonight? I was aware of that, that no one was able to understand what I'm saying. And what it is that I was asking is, you'd have to want to somehow to understand. So, like, there's no way for a person to have understanding without their wanting to be. So many of you fear that you're not going to understand the option method, you're not going to know how to help other people to be happy, you're not going to know how to do it for yourself. And your greatest fear is that you won't do it for yourself. Every one of you, your greatest fear is that you hear it over and over again. You come each week, you hear it said in another way, and this was just another way. And you hear it, and you hear it, and you hear it. And just somehow, you just might be so foolish as to not be able to put it into practice in your own life, and not be able to be happy. You just might not do what you always wanted to do, be happy. That somehow there'd be something in you, something wrong with you. Somehow, you still have a hope that you will. You keep coming back. Some of you don't even know why. But you have a hope. And that you do see something. What is harder? To make you know something you never knew? Or to make you feel something you never felt. To make you have something you couldn't even have wanted, wish you never knew it existed. To make you know something you never wanted to know, because you never knew it could be known, what it was you didn't want. What's harder, to make you know? Even if you began to know, you became afraid. Even as you began to know. And everything you began to know here, you became afraid of. You used it to become afraid of. But in spite of your not knowing, and in spite of your fear of knowing, nonetheless, somehow to make you know, to make you see something, to physically feel something and know something mentally, without using your senses, without having to go through your beliefs. Without making something happen outside you, which you could only know to the degree that your beliefs helped or hindered you to know. Something that you would judge with your senses. Mm-hmm. Or just to make you feel something when there is no reason to feel it. No reason whatsoever to feel it. To prove something without evidence of the eyes or mind. To make you know without appealing to your senses, or your beliefs, or reasons. To cut through it all. show you that nothing can stop you from knowing? Not your beliefs, or your fears, or the physical limitations of your environment. To show you because I want to, whether you want me to or not. Whether it is possible or not. Whether it is reasonable or not. To show you the unbelievable, whether it makes sense or not. To make you see and feel and know, even if you don't know why. You see and feel and know, even if you don't know why. In spite of the fact that you believe that everything you feel and know you feel and know is for a reason. That what you're feeling is for a reason. To cause you to in my way, because I want to, whether you want to or not. What you always knew. In spite of your confusion, in spite of your not understanding, whether it should come to you this way, or whether it shouldn't come this way, it's besides the point. It's only your confusion, that's all. I can make it happen. Your reasons and your rules don't hold in this universe. You make up your reasons. They have nothing to do with what is. Your reasons and your rules don't hold in this universe. Your rules of possibles are irrelevant. What is harder? To give you peace and happiness? And more of it than you ever felt in your whole life? Because I want to? Or to reason with you? To reason with you? To deal with your fears and wait till you stop fearing? To wait till you stop believing that you will only want this peace if you are the cause of it yourself? To wait for you to stop believing that you care where it comes from? You know where it comes from. true cause of why you ever wanted to be happier. To discuss and reason with you that you can still want it, even if you can't cause it. You really want it because I cause it, not you. You really don't care that you can cause it or not for your reasons. That's only because you believe that unless you can cause it, you may not have it. If you could cause it, you could prevent it. If you were able to be the cause of it, you know what you would do. Your fear. You want it? Because I want it. That's not a reason. That's a cause. You don't understand. I know. You don't have to understand. You don't have to understand in order to know and feel what you are now knowing and feeling. What you know, and you know you're feeling. I love you. Knowing that you are loved is the cause of your loving. You can't help it. I do this to let you know that I have the power to and the desire. All you have to do to add to it is to acknowledge it, to be glad for it, to be glad, because you are, to smile. That's all. Just be glad for what you have. You don't have to understand it in order to be glad for it, do you? Do you? Do you have to understand it in order to be glad for it? You can just be glad. It only seems new to you. In time, it'll occur to you that you're always kind of new. That there was something fraudulent. Just be glad. Just be glad. You don't have to know why. Are you glad? Mm-hmm. Are you? You want me to think you're not?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, do you see how much better it feels?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to think you're not glad? Really? You don't have to understand to be glad. And the confusion, as you notice, is all up here. You're not feeling it. You're not feeling fear. It's not possible for you to be feeling fear. You're not feeling confusion. That feeling that you don't like that you're having, some of you, that's not a feeling. That's an absence of the feeling of gratitude. That's all it is. That feeling that you're calling fear is not a feeling. You're not feeling fear. That feeling that you're calling confusion, you're not feeling confused. Oh, I know your brain is short-circuiting, but you're not feeling confused. That's the feeling of not feeling grateful and not just letting yourself be glad. And you know that all you want to do right now is to just somehow show that you're glad in your own way, with a smile, with a nod, and you'll feel the difference. That other feeling will go away. You have questions.
No, I know.
I know how much you love me. I know. And what you're doing and what you've done doesn't prove to me that you don't. Never has. I've never interpreted your running away and the things that you've had to do as not loving me. I know why. You interpreted it that way and cheated yourself. I know that you love me. Such a waste of time to feel unworthy. Isn't it? Okay. Who thinks that they'll never ever really able to be happy?
Who thinks what?
That they'll never ever really able to reach happiness and never really able to be happy. You? Yeah.
Yeah, you said that. Right. Now, now you're telling me my happiness depends on you loving me.
It does not. Although you'll be happy because I want you to be. Because that's everything you want. You'll be happy because you want to be. How do you feel when you're not feeling that you love me? How do you feel when you feel you don't love me?
I can't feel good.
Okay. I didn't make it be that way. That's
right.
Your part of it.
Yeah.
You see, it doesn't depend on me. It's more important for you to let yourself know. Don't ever wipe that smile off your face, Byron. You only cheat yourself if you do. Is it okay with you that I did that? Anybody really object?
What you do?
Just remind yourself that you mean how, why, where, when, you know. You know what. This. That. Just be glad. I don't ask anything. I do what I do in my own way because I know best what to do. All you have to know is that you can love. That's all you've ever wanted to know. You don't need to know that you're loved. You always said, I need to know first that I'm loved before I can love. All right. Now you know you're loved. Okay, so that all you need to do is let yourself know that you really are loving. I know that about you. About each and every one of you, I know that you're loving. Just let yourself know that you're loving and love others. You've always doubted. The only doubt you've ever had was that you didn't love. I know that you do. You don't have to doubt that. And you can know that you're loving by being glad for what you have. That's how you can know that you're loving. By just feeling grateful for what you've got. And whenever you feel you're unloving, you're only feeling you're unloving. You're not really unloving. I know you're not. You never are. You're just feeling that you're not. Just let yourself feel grateful that you're so loved. And you can't be unloving then. It's impossible. And whatever fears you have, feel free to discuss them with me, of course, at any time. But don't let your fears mislead you into thinking that you don't love. You know there was a time, and you know there is a time, when you were absolutely incapable of feeling fear. No matter how hard you tried, and some of you tried, it was a time that all your judgments were short-circuited. Regardless of all the judgments that you made, you couldn't feel the repercussions of those judgments anymore. That's what you've always wanted. To be able to judge things as bad and not feel it. To make judgments in confusion, and that is the feeling of confusion. Which only comes from not being glad, not letting yourself know how glad you are. That's all. So don't be afraid. You now know you don't have to be. And if you are, you're doing what you think is best. And I've given you the option method for that. To help you with that. Just ask yourself why you think you have to be unhappy. Just because there's no reason to be happy. Mm-hmm.